Leaders. Coronavirus. How bad will it get? The coronavirus is likely to become a pandemic. That need not be as catastrophic as it sounds.
Two things explain why a new infectious disease is so alarming. One is that at first it spreads exponentially. As tens of cases become hundreds and hundreds become thousands, the mathematics run away with you, conjuring speculation about a healthcare collapse, social and economic upheaval, and a deadly pandemic. The other is profound uncertainty. Sparse data and conflicting reports mean that scientists cannot rule out the worst case, and that lets bad information thrive. So it is with a new coronavirus known as 2019 nCoV, which has struck in China. The number of reported cases grew from 282 on January 20th to almost 7,800 just 9 days later. In that time, 4 reported cases outside mainland China have multiplied to 105 in 19 territories. Doubt clouds fundamental properties of the disease, including how it is passed on and what share of infected people die. Amid the uncertainty, a simulation of a coronavirus outbreak by Johns Hopkins University in October, in which 65 million people lost their lives, was put about as a prediction. It is not. Those are the right questions, though. Will the new virus become a global disease? And how deadly will it be? A definite answer is weeks or months away, but public health authorities have to plan today. The best guess is that the disease has taken hold in China, and there is a high risk that it spreads around the world. It may even become a recurrent seasonal infection. It may turn out to be no more lethal than seasonal influenza, but that would still count as serious. In the short term, that would hit the world economy, and depending on how the outbreak is handled, it could also have political effects in China.